You're having a dinner party. It's last minute. You've realized the cocktail I'm making, this happens to Bobby all the time, the specialty cocktail that Josh is making, we're missing an item. We're missing a piece. And it can't be, there's no substitutes. We have to go to the liquor store, but we don't have time.
We have to get this particular vermouth or Amaro.
But we can't leave because the oven's on. What are you going to do? What's the solution? What would you do?
DoorDash, because I know that I can get local restaurants, local stores, local establishments, and get it to my apartment in no time.
If you're looking to celebrate with some special drinks, here's to alcohol delivers with DoorDash. Getting ready to host, looking to celebrate a special night in, what about a bottle of wine to pair with dinner or some beer to go with your chips and dip? No matter the occasion, if drinks are called for, DoorDash has you covered.
And then you know what? You tip right within the app. They get 100% of the tip. You got to tip your DoorDash drivers always. So save up to 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code WHO24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
You will drive it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And what's our breaking news? Come to our shows in Minneapolis and Chicago at the end of September. Come to our shows in Vancouver and LA. Come to San Francisco. If you got tickets, congrats, because it's sold out.
Woo. We're not adding another one.
We're not adding another one. No, that's it. Come to that one.
Maybe we'll do a day of, you know, guest list. DM us and we'll put you on the guest list if you didn't get a ticket or something like that.
Yeah.
We have limited spots, but maybe we'll like do something fun since we sold out.
Yeah. I wanted to read you this headline because I really like trolling Just Jared for breaking news headlines. I've never seen this before.
Really do.
Irina Shayk and ex Bradley Cooper seemingly vacation together.
Wait, what?
They seemingly vacation together because of some photos that Page Six posted. But their photos...
Wait, did they vacation together or not?
Yes. I don't know why they said seemingly, because it's like, God, Page Six autoplay. It's Irina posting photos of herself topless on a rock, and then she posted a photo of Bradley Cooper like on a kayak, and it's just
it's funny because it's like if they were a couple, Just Jared would have no problem being like they're on vacation together since they co-parent. They're so like confused about that and they don't want to accuse them of being on vacation together or something.
Yeah. I guess it's just like the maestro vibes of Bradley Cooper, like really confused Jared, you know? So
why? Because they're like, maestro cannot be on vacation?
No, it's just like, what's going on with this relationship is what I mean.
She's literally dating Tom Brady.
And she has.
And he's maestro.
And she has a child with maestro. So they're vacationing together.
It's very simple. She's dating Tom Brady and he's just maestro.
That's exactly right.
Thanks.
I can't get
another
over this.
Another Just Jared headline.
No, not a Just Jared. Oh, it is a Just Jared headline. Well,
I know.
This is the first one that I saw, but this is being covered by everyone, from the gossip rags to the industry rags.
This is
rags.
Less about Just Jared than it is about what actually is happening, which is that there was a fundraiser party that Kim, Chris,
Jeff,
Lauren Sanchez,
Lauren,
Bezos,
Eva, Henry.
Lauren Sanchez is not just Lauren. She's Lauren Sanchez. Like, she's not Lauren. Don't even try that.
Don't tell that to Jeff. He's just Jeff.
And
though.
You know who was also there that Bobby like gagged about? No. No. But his daughter did plan the
Jordana Brewster.
Event.
KMF.
No. Meghan Markle's mom.
Right. That's the thing.
Doria.
Doria was there. I haven't seen or heard from Doria in so long. And then to break the cycle, to break the seal, she's posing between Kim and Chris.
They flanked the shit out of her. Kim with her new weird bangs, Chris looking like Chris, said, let's flank Doria and get a pic.
And they got a pic.
Where's Meghan?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, where's Meghan? Where's Harry? Where's Meghan? Where's Harry?
Well, Harry, I don't care. Harry, I'm like, whatever. Meghan could use some of this good press. And by good press, I mean just like hanging out with her mom at a charity event where like Kim Kardashian's there, right?
Yeah. I guess
we might have to bring back Meghan Markle like segment, because what's been going on has been kind of overwhelming.
because of the Spotify deal. There have been a couple of embarrassments, and then I think Megan sort of started laying low.
There, if you look at the press, it is absolutely not laying low. There is so much shit about her. It is one thing after another. Like, she's talking to agents to start a movie career.
No, I'm saying she's laying low. She's not walking around, you know?
But I'm not saying laying low is, even if you're saying she's physically laying low.
I'm saying she's physically laying low, but I'm saying the press is still working on overdrive.
I'm saying I don't care where she's laying. She could be laying on the couch, in the bed. I'm saying that she was not really being talked about as much in media stuff, and there weren't sources and there weren't rumors. And now all of a sudden it's nonstop. And I want to know what's going on. Something is going on.
She allegedly, I mean, the most recent news that I've been seeing about her is that, you know, the Spotify stuff didn't work out, or she decided not to do it. I feel like there was a lot of, like,
that's old now.
I feel like there was a lot of speculation about the Spotify stuff that, like, I'm just not interested in, but the stuff
old,
that
now
interests
it's divorce shit.
Yeah. The stuff that interests me, what interests me, this TIG stuff seems to be lighting up. And if it's not TIG stuff, it's influencer stuff. That's the new narrative that we're seeing being rumored all over the place, is that she's relaunching, if not the TIG, then she's relaunching her Instagram page as a way to make money. And they're saying that she parked at Meghan on Instagram, and that will be the new home of all things Meghan Markle.
I mean, they're just saying everything. They weren't saying anything for a while, and now all of a sudden it's divorce, Meghan's doing this, Meghan's doing that, business, money, da da da. And I'm just saying it's an onslaught, and I don't really know where it's coming from, and it feels very pointed in a way. So either it's all true and all this stuff is happening behind the scenes, or there is some entity that is continually feeding stories about Meghan somewhere. All the stuff about them ditching the Beckhams because they were selling stories about them, and all that happening, and Meghan's new best friend Gloria Steinem, who she hangs out with every day. Like, I'm just saying it was nothing, and now it almost feels like, oh, this calls for a segment, even though obviously they're very themmy now, because it's just tabloids like crazy.
Well, the Doria Ragland stuff, I think, is we've reached this new era of this, because when's the last time we heard from Doria? We love Doria, but
I'm sure she's doing stuff. Right? Well, I'm sure she's doing stuff, but, like, it's not being covered in this way where she's, like, at this A-lister party. Or maybe this is a group that she's been working with, and then this is their party, and so she went. Like, it kind of feels... So I looked her up, and I was like, what else is she up to? Like, where Doria. Else... Yeah, and it says, okay, this is from July 21st of this year, mm-hmm. So a few months ago.
A month ago.
Meghan Markle's mom, Doria Ragland, steps out at Beverly Hills Art Show. So, like, she is kind of, this summer, getting steps out.
She's coverage. Getting her steps in with famous people in she places. Because this was sort of a hip art show.
Well, did you see? She went to an art show, and then I was cracking up because I was like, oh, whose art show? This is very, who cares? But I very much wanted to know. And it's an artist named Honor Titus. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like reading. Meghan wasn't there. Harry wasn't there. Titus was one of the 10 artists commissioned by King Charles III to create portraits celebrating members of the Windrush generation. I'm not really knowing about the content of all of this. Doria went to an art show in which his work was commissioned by King Charles. Isn't that kind of weird? Like, that's kind of weird. And I don't know if that's, like, coincidental. Like, that's weird.
It's weird, but he's American. I don't know. It's a little weird.
Come on. It's kind of weird. Because I first Googled him and I saw, oh, this artist, his whole thing is he likes to create art about kind of royalty, mm-hmm. like that. But royalty in lots of cultures, not just, like, the royals. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's interesting, considering her daughter's predicament. Mm-hmm. Then I saw that this art show is literally commissioned by the king. And I was like, okay, that is sending some mixed messages to my daughter.
Well, one piece was commissioned by the king.
Still.
One okay, piece.
I'm just saying, I just thought, you have to admit that's very funny.
What I find funny and, like, I'm sort of putting together is that, to me, it's starting to seem like Doria's taking the place of Meghan and Harry. So it's like, Meghan and Harry don't want to go to this thing. Mom, will you go in our stead? And she's like, okay. Like, there's some sort of, it feels like they're they're soft launching, this is not the right language, but there's some sort of like, this is the precursor to Meghan and Harry's reintroduction. And they're starting with a reintroduction of Doria as a sort of socialite in like a top tier socialite who's going to these like big events with very, very rich and powerful famous people. We haven't seen her do this in a long time. A lot of that is probably a factor of the pandemic.
But do you think it's like, but she's getting ready? I mean, I do think she's only a few of these things away from being kind of back in action. Mm-hmm. Like, and she knows how to pick and choose them. Yeah. Like, she used to go to this stuff all the time. She was like selling cookbooks and stuff. Yeah. Like, she... So it's like,
Mom, go to this. Mom, go to this. Do you want to go to this? Your friends will be there. And by friends, it's like Kris Jenner. Who?
Kris Jenner?
I feel like Kris Jenner at this point, we talked about her being friends with Lauren Sanchez. It's like...
She's friends with a wealthy stick. She's friends with
everyone.
Stick.
Right. She's friends with everyone. I'm sure that people are very nice to Doria when she goes out to these sorts of events. So...
Also, Doria is, again, also LA native like Kris. Like, they do have... I'm just saying, like, they do have that in common. Mm-hmm. I'm not... It's kind of like how I feel about Kris and Lauren being friends. Lauren Sanchez. And, not just Lauren. Lauren Sanchez.
And going to a charity event is not surprising because Doria was famously a social worker, so...
Right. So it's like she's probably involved with this charity. Yes. Which is run by whose daughter? Henry Winkler's daughter.
Henry Winkler's daughter. Everyone was there. Everyone was there.
Was this what you were muttering about when we started, that everybody was at the party?
Yeah, I was like, wow, everyone was at the This Is About Humanity event.
What party?
Well, I accidentally called it This Is About Humility event, and you laughed, and you said, it'd be funny if that was an event that was entirely about humility.
This is about humility. Kris Jenner shows up and goes, I'm gone. I'm leaving.
Not my event. Oops, not my event. Lauren Sanchez got some like big award for being... it says
for being
a huge philanthropist, and the person who gave her the award was Eva Longoria, who was apparently, quote, a longtime friend to Sanchez. I guess I believe these things. It's just like, I know that people can be friends without me knowing about it because it's written about on Page Six, but like, why is everyone suddenly friends with Lauren Sanchez and pretending to be like her dearest friend in the world? Quote, you choose hope over convenience. You choose others over time on yourself, Longoria said of the honoree, meaning Sanchez. Lauren does things without any desire to be recognized, but isn't it amazing that we can say thank you tonight for being the woman that you are and showing us what giving back with purpose looks like. It's like, I'm sorry, what? Everyone, these people are crazy. They're crazy.
To be fair, she is like in now has access to just like unmentionable amount of money to spend at her whim, and so I do feel like she's being courted, and I do feel like she's being given kind of she has money for herself too, but maybe also being given a little bit of a allowance to kind of throw at stuff like this so that she can like go have fun at parties. And it's like, okay, whatever, give to charity for access to like take a pic with Kim Kardashian. What the fuck do I care? But I do think I'm at about 60-40, where 60% I do believe there's a chance that she knew these women before because she had a helicopter company, and 40% she didn't know these women at all, and of course now they're all glomming onto her because she's like dating Jeff.
She's making out with Jeff on his boat all the time. All
and he's
the
just
time.
Jeff, as we all know. Okay, can we? I don't know.
Just
if
watch
I
this
do
space
what is
with
next.
Doria.
Okay, I'm watching it.
Kim Kardashian's new look is banging, literally.
Yeah, Bible. It's a great look.
Kim stepped out on Saturday night for the This Is About Humanity gala, rocking an updated do.
It's a different experience for sure.
That's the KKW beauty founder sporting a slicked back bun with blunt bangs, a long-sleeved black dress complete with gold necklaces, a leather belt, Chanel purse, and black pumps.
I don't know what's gonna top that.
Kim was joined at the event by her mom, Kris Jenner, and Kris's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, where Kris posed it up with Meghan Markle's mom, Doria Ragland, marking her first public appearance since she joined Meghan and Harry in NYC in May.
Sienna Miller, 41, returns to her boho babe roots.
It's true.
At self-portrait lunch event after revealing her pregnancy on the beach in Ibiza. Okay, Sienna Miller's pregnant and people are really obsessed with it. And I don't mean People Magazine. I mean like people are like, oh my God, Sienna Miller's pregnant. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She has a kid already. Like, okay.
That's I think what sort of I'm confused by. It's like we're acting like she's not already like a parent. She's a parent. Why are we shocked by Sienna Miller being pregnant?
No, I so agree. But I think what it is and what I'm realizing, is it because like of it's with new guy? It's with Ollie? That guy, Ollie Green.
Oh.
Ollie, as if I know him. I think it's because it's a new guy.
That's not what excites me. Who cares about this guy? That's what I think. I mean, I wish Sienna Miller a lifetime of happiness.
Do you hear the tone of my voice? Do I sound excited? No. I'm just saying, I'm trying to guess why it's such a thing that Sienna Miller is pregnant. And I think it's because it's like she dated all these guys and was like Jude Law and Alexa Chung's now boyfriend. What's his face?
Oh, I couldn't remember What's that. I couldn't tell you that.
No, the actor. He sang Across the Universe. What's
Jim
his name?
Sturgis. Tom Sturridge.
Is it him?
Tom Sturridge. You're confusing Tom Sturridge with Jim Sturgis, but yes, Tom Sturridge.
I always do that.
Tom Sturridge was in My Beloved Irma Vep. I know you love when I bring up Irma Vep. Go on.
And Sienna Miller said Schittsburg, right? Mm-hmm. She's Schittsburg.
Famously. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Edie Sedgwick.
Hi.
In a time of transformation.
No one is doing anything like you right now, and that is a sign of brilliance, don't you think?
Well, you're the boss, Applesauce. She would become his greatest work of art. Oh, I would sure love to work with her. I've never seen a girl with so many problems.
So I do think that the press loves to be like Schittsburg, and also she dated Jude Law and he cheated on her. Mm-hmm. Those are two things that the press likes about Sienna Miller. I love her acting. Personally, I'm into the acting.
I love her cottage in the English countryside.
Hello, AD. I'm Sienna Miller. Welcome to my cottage.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
The one
I'd
definitely get a concussion every day of my life. But I love that cottage.
Yeah, but like that's kind of part of the cottage for you. Mm-hmm. Like the cottage comes with concussion.
The alarm
like,
goes off and then
senses.
You go boop and then bop your head and that's just my morning. That's my morning every morning.
But that's kind of like nice. Like that's kind of part
kinda
of
nice.
It.
It's kind of nice.
Like brain, like a slow soothing brain injury is like kind of what the cottage comes with. Actually, like, that's like in the listing.
Like I got CTE from my cottage, not from football.
But the E is for like relaxation. The E is capitalized. Okay.
Okay, we're really losing it this morning. Sienna Miller is pregnant. She went to an event promoting that brand.
She went to a fashion event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing all the self-portrait stuff? Gigi Hadid or something? Yeah, I'm seeing like Gigi Hadid and self-portrait.
And it's Australian adjacent, and they were there, and so was Joel Edgerton. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Joel Edgerton dates the editor-in-chief of Vogue Australia?
I feel like I heard that recently.
Yeah.
Or I was Googling Joel Edgerton serious? For some. Yeah, I was. I have heard that, but I don't know why. I was like, why do I care about Joel Edgerton?
It feels very like, oh, so Joel Edgerton is part of like the media elite in Australia now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
I can see that because he was positioned originally as sort of a hunky leading man. And then he said, no. I'm like thoughtful indie guy. I'm artsy. I write and direct too. I date the EIC of Vogue.
You've been on the show. I think this is the fourth time, and we've busted you on some outfits.
Yeah.
These were the last time you were here. I pointed out these are two different times you were wearing this sweatsh. And it's like it's literally like you're going out thinking, I hope someone takes a picture for next time I'm on late night. And yet here you go. You're out again. This was the latest. You're on a beach. I guess based on the hat, in the middle of winter.
See, no wonder I would make a terrible spy. Like, no one's gonna see me. But I'm wearing the same sweater, right?
But you know, I thought you were, but then look, it's a slightly different logo.
Well, when
so you got a new one.
When you are sponsored,
you're sponsored.
They update you. But you're trying to strip me of my sponsorship here by ridiculing
me. They sponsored you, and they were so good with this, they said, we got to get him a new one.
You know what? I promise you, next time I come on your show, I'm just going to wear one of these outfits.
Please.
Forget all this.
Yeah, forget this. This isn't the real Joel.
I want to talk about this woman, but not for a long time, just because it's funny.
Okay.
There was a day in the life in Us magazine. I think you or Timmy put this in here because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But the headline was, race car driver Samantha Tan makes sure her skincare is, quote, on point before racing competitions. And it's a car racer. She's in her 20s. She said she graduated from college in 2020. So
very low
20s. Right, low 20s.
Yeah.
My name is Samantha Tan. I'm a professional race car driver and team owner of Samantha Tan Racing. We're here at Daytona International Speedway, and I'm here racing the number 38 BMW M4 GT3.
And she's a car racer who does car races like the Daytona whatever and the Indy whatever and the something whatever. You know, she does
You don't know
car
the numbers?
Races. No, I don't know
you
the
forgot
numbers.
The numbers?
I don't know the numbers of the places. In her day in the life on Us Weekly. It's like 2 p.m. Tan poses by her BMW M4 GT3 before she and co-driver Neil Verghen start the race. 6:30 p.m. The championship racer packs up her gear and is ready to head to the airport in the comfiest BMW X5 X-Drive 45E vehicle.
Yeah, she's loving her BMW.
She loves her BMW.
They are her sponsor, clearly.
They're her sponsor. She's a BMW ambassador. Okay, this is BMW air quotes spawn because she races in them and she drives in them just personally on a day-to-day basis going to the airport.
That's like so great.
That's great.
I would love a free BMW also.
And so I'm like, oh, you're definitely a who. You're a race car person. You've got like a couple of 100,000 followers. No, not even a couple of 100,000 followers. 100,000 followers. Cool. You're like trying to make a name for yourself as like a woman in racing, a very male-dominated, an Asian woman in racing, right? Like this is this mm-hmm. thing that she talks about. So I'm like trying to, she posted her day in the life, like a photo that she took at the grocery store of her like holding it up being like, this is crazy amazing. Okay, I was like, we're a podcast, we need some audio content. So I was like watching videos of Samantha Tan like being interviewed about her career or whatever, and I watched a few, and I got to this one that was her preparing for the Classic 24 at the Daytona International Speedway, which I don't really know what that means. She was talking about like the 24-hour race. There's a Classic 24, whatever. I don't need to know about how racing works.
Okay, what do you
But I clicked this. No, don't. You don't. It's not about seeing it. We're a podcast. It's about hearing it. As I'm listening to this interview, I'm noticing how funny it is when you conduct interviews on racetracks.
Oh, it's like,
no, listen to this. Like listen, that? Just listen.
So I started when I was 16 years old. I started in regional racing around the U.S. My first race car was a 1991 Honda Civic. Little EF. It was a lot of fun.
She's getting louder because the cars are driving by. They're like, they're circling like every 30 seconds.
This is like when you're talking to somebody on the subway platform, New York, hashtag New York experience.
And it starts coming.
And the train comes and you're like mid-conversation and you're like, do we stop talking like completely or do we just kind of talk over it? Or we just like keep talking through it? Or like what, like do we, you know, what's the deal here? How do I communicate that I'm going to stop talking, wait till the train go? And it takes a while. So you're kind of like, you're kind of stuck there not talking or talking through for like 5 minutes.
And it's squeaking and it's rambling
so loud.
Through.
You can't possibly talk over it. And the person, you just got to stop.
You have to stop. It's not going to work.
She's
like, yeah, here are like my hopes and dreams and my goals. Yeah, these are my goals.
Do you think they media train her just to talk louder?
I think she's very used to it because watching or listening to her sort of like slowly increase the volume of her voice as the cars zoom by and then slowly lower it back down to normal volume is very much like she's totally unbothered. It's so funny. I'm just imagining us editing the podcast.
Why do you love this?
And you being, because I'm imagining us like, me being like, Lindsay, I can't explain it, but like I've got to record today's episode like at the Indy 500 and there might be some background noise and every like in every minute it's like anyway,
why would you record the podcast at the Indy?
Why would I record it anywhere, you know, anywhere we recorded this show?
Fair. You do record it often in a car, so it's like
often,
I guess
like three
if
times.
if the car was driving, you might be like, I'm driving in the Indy. Is it 500?
I think it can be any number of numbers.
What number? No, but there is the Indy.
The Indy 500, yeah. Indy.
Yeah, so there's
500.
The Indy.
Yeah, the Indy 500.
I know I'm embarrassed. Okay.
Herbie, we gotta find an opening. Okay, we'll make a move on turn 3. They're boxing us in.
3 wide, just behind the leaders in turn 3. It's Labonte low, Peyton in the middle. Oh, Peyton takes a shot from Boyd, and another one from Labonte. And now one from Casey Kane. Kirby is getting pounded in the middle of this pack.
Anyway, thank you for humoring me. Let's move on to Peking Duck Snails Venture. These Australians.
This is like the most Australian-specific Daily Mail thing that caught my eye because I was just like, it was odd. But it is very... I realize that, like, it is unfair to kind of be like, what's this? Because it is for Daily Mail Australia. Therefore, it is a local tale.
Mm-hmm. It's Chainsmokers meets LMFAO, kind of.
In Australia. I don't think that they're, like, hugely popular. Mm-hmm. But I'd never heard of them. So I love, like, a local phenom. Mm-hmm. Their names are DJ Ruben Stiles and Adam Hyde. They call themselves Peking Duck, which... feels a little bit like, a little, I don't know. I looked up, why are they called Peking Duck? We used to use this word as a joke, like, look at Rubo, he's peeking duck. The night where we had to come up with a name, I looked at Ruben and he looked like a duck because he was peeking. Peeking duck. Okay, see, that's bad. See,
it's giving
no.
lie. It's giving lie. It's giving we made this up.
It's giving something. So this headline, exclusive. Electronic music duo Peking Duck reveal exciting new business venture involving snails. They're like, oh, we're an electronic music duo and we also own a bar in Melbourne. Yes. But also, we think that the new thing is going to be escargot, so we want to do an escargot food truck.
They're friends with a lot of guys who, like, have money and ideas, and it's like, well, you slap your name on this business. One's a bar, one's a children's book, one's this food truck for escargot, because in the past 5 years, Australia has become a place where snails are being farmed and, like, snails are being added to, like, the Western Australian economy.
Yeah, did you like my snail economy. Research?
Yeah, I added some, too. You know this was me. I didn't know.
You know this was me.
But it was, like, snails are becoming more and more popular in Australia, or have been over the past couple of years, and so they're trying to jump on the bandwagon and kind of get in early. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, mm-hmm. does it make any sense with regards to their music or their vibe? Not really. They're doing it anyway.
It will be interesting if snail takes off in Australia as a party food, or like, because this is being, when they're saying,
like,
oh,
bar food, yeah.
Snails are going to be farmed in Australia, they're calling it French delicacy. I'm wondering, can these gross guys who do EDM music take snails from French delicacy to mozzarella stick?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Can they?
Well, they want to turn into a food
truck. I'll play
some
of their music and you can tell me if you think they could.
But
you
you're
know,
right. It seems like they want to turn into party food, like get it late night, like oh, you
eat
might
a
get
snail.
A kebab in the middle of the night. Instead of getting a kebab, get some snails. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I guess we'll see if this works. But then when I was Googling to add to your research just to see if people in Australia like snails, the answer is they're starting to. And they've started to the past couple
of
years.
Do you like snails?
I don't actually. I actually think I will eat anything. I really have a tough time with snails.
Is it texture? Because that's
texture.
All my issue with snails.
It's the texture.
Because otherwise I'm like, oh, the flavor's fine. They're always made with butter and garlic. That's fine with me. I mm-hmm. love that. But then you're kind of like, you bite in and you're like, I like the taste. And it's
exactly.
great. But why am I chewing for
why
so long?
Why am I chewing like this?
I don't want to. I want to stop chewing.
Yeah. I don't like chewing.
It's giving
that much.
Chewing. Oh my God. It's really chewing food.
It's chewing food.
Kelly Rupp is like, the first thing I eat is snails in the
no,
morning
she would
when
never
I wake
do,
up.
She would never do that to her breath in the morning.
It's so crazy to me that the chewing food video is gone from the internet. You know that, right? It's deleted.
Chewing food.
Chewing food. That's why I brought it up, yeah.
Callers, call 619 who them if you have like a story about a celebrity asking a nice glossy magazine to remove one of their videos from the internet. Just for fun. Just for us. Because I want to know how it happens. Because it probably doesn't happen often.
Well, also, it's not as if it's not the same thing as like HBO is taking all of
Felicity not that.
Off the network.
Exactly. I'm talking about
it's
just
different than that.
Calling Elle and saying, can you remove my whatever the video is?
My chewing food.
My
video,
food
video where I say what I eat every day that is actually embarrassing and makes me look insane.
It makes
okay.
me look a little
Let's
insane.
Let's move on.
Chewing food. A little future Lindsay update. So the video is gone from YouTube, but it's still on Harper's Bazaar website. So you can go watch it. They're just hiding it from the masses.
I hate this so much. JoJo Siwa praises her chosen family, quote, chosen family, Nick Vile and Tyler Cameron, quote, such a massive part of my life.
I have a question. When gay people invented the term chosen family, and it's like, that's so nice, and it's such a good way to be like, oh, my friends or my family, my community, whatever. Do you think that they knew that JoJo Siwa was going to call two guys from the Bachelor franchise her chosen family?
No.
And do you think they would have done it if they knew that?
The number of like people who are rolling in their grave right now seeing this headline, it's countless.
Number of
it's
people.
Innumerable.
A graveyard is just rumbling
just
with
like,
all the rolling
like
that's going on.
Some gay graveyard where everyone's like, no, this
graveyard.
Isn't what we meant. Oh, God.
It is just funny.
This is like, this makes me sick.
Didn't someone tweet us and it was like, what's this? How'd they meet? And it's like, yeah, one Google will tell you that they're on a TV show together that hasn't premiered yet. You know,
yes.
It's the easiest solve.
It's special
it's like,
forces.
They all did like boot camp together
and now JoJo's like, my chosen family, Nick Vile and Tyler Cameron. Blech.
Why would you choose them? I just like, why would you choose these two?
And to be fair, they were chosen to be on the show together. So you really weren't like they were all placed together. It is giving actual family. It's giving genetics.
It's either giving actual family or it's promo for the show. Because once again,
it is always promo for the show, though.
She says Special Forces brought us together in the middle of the caption. But like, I don't think that counts as promo. She's just talking about like meeting the two people that she refers to as chosen family in an Instagram caption. So it's not really Special Forces promo.
They went to the Zach Bryan concert together. JoJo, Nick Vile and his girlfriend, and Tyler Cameron. Ugh.
Love you, JoJo. So grateful that we were brought together through Special Forces. It's giving secret promo. I know that I'm going
Thanks
crazy
for keeping
because
us
of this,
in but... line, duty recruit. No, I know. I mean, and this is why we were going to maybe talk about Special Forces, but then we cut it because I was like, that is literally just promo for a TV show mm-hmm. that we're not getting paid for.
A queer person saying, I'd like to introduce you to my chosen family. A young person. How about that? Mm-hmm. And that person pulls open the curtain. You would expect anyone but Tyler Cameron and Nick Vile. Anyone but Tyler Cameron.
Although part of me is like, okay, I'm looking at the picture of them together and I'm like, JoJo loves hanging with the boys. Like, yeah. JoJo looks so cute hanging with the boys.
I choose them for plenty of other stuff, but not for my family.
Yeah, they're hot. I know. They are hot. Fuck, you're so right.
Like,
unfortunately, these are two of the hottest Bachelor alum.
And she's not choosing them for any of that. So, you know.
No, she's not.
She's choosing them to, like, hang out with. No thanks. You know, like, have a conversation with these two. No thanks.
Okay, but think about the Bachelor groupies and JoJo's like, hey. I don't, you know? Hey.
Hey.
JoJo's there like, hey. Okay, so JoJo's part of Bachelor Nation and JoJo will be the Bachelorette. Okay, next
that,
call. It's not a call.
That
I know.
Would be.
I know. I'm a genius.
Astonishing. That would be the best television ever made. JoJo Siwa,
hey,
Bachelorette.
I'm the Bachelorette. I love her. Can you imagine?
It's JoJo's incredible season.
For the first time personally, I am like, whoa, happiness. It's so cool. It's so awesome.
How much would be famous?
It was like 70-something degrees a couple days ago. It's time to put our winter weather to bed, or in my
Pull
case, under
out.
The bed.
Your linens, sweeties. It's linen season, honey.
Oh, all I want is linen all the time. I just want to be draped in linen for my entire life.
Not only am I pulling out my linen tops, my linen bottoms, my linen dresses, I'm putting on my linen sheets. I'm putting on my linen pillowcases. I'm just like, ooh, everything is linen because the weather's getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to jackets, sweaters, and hello to shorts, tees, and linen.
I know. I should probably buy some linen shorts from Quince. I have a Quince cotton duvet cover that I really like.
Ooh,
and it's warm. It's warm in the cold months and it's cool in the warm months, which is sort of where I want my bedding to be, somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle. You
and
know?
You can get premium European linen from blouses, shorts, dresses from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And you get it for a good price because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, they cut out the cost of the middlemen and pass the savings on to you.
I hate middlemen.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who.
Hi, this is Amy Poehler here to tell you about a new improvised show from Paper Kite Podcasts, the team that brought you Say More with Dr. Sheila. Check out our new parody podcast, Women Talking About Murder. It's a show about women talking about murder. Every episode features special guests, twists, turns, and the mystery of a missing co-host. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who Weekly is brought to you by Squarespace. As usual, we love Squarespace.
We love Squarespace.
It's the only way we will ever have a website.
Is Squarespace. You're right. Because it's easy. Because I can update it very fast when things go crazy with tour announcing, which we might have to do relatively soon.
Might? Might?
You said, we just came and saw you. I said, well, this is a 365 podcast. We're planning ahead.
Everyone's doing live shows these days. So all the venues are getting booked up. So we have to book our tour, which is far away, pretty soon. But we already know the dates. We're ready to update the website on Squarespace.
And we also already know how to put them on the website, which is like half the battle because it's Squarespace. Exactly. And we've done this for a long time and it's very, very easy.
We love Squarespace because it's very easy to update things. We love Squarespace because we have a contact form, which is the way most people get in touch with us. Even though we have a very easy to remember email address, which is whatsritaupto@gmail.com, people would prefer to just use the contact form on Squarespace because Squarespace is easy. And on our website, it's easy to find our press clippings. It's easy to find embeds of the podcast. It's easy to find anything you need to know about our podcast. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain.
How much of this payment?
Jonathan Cheban is suing KBBQ sauce because he took a jar of Korean barbecue sauce out of the fridge. And he says that he like held it in his hand, took it out of the fridge, and then it exploded. So he's suing the company. Why? What? Like lost wages? Like lost opportunities?
No, it's even better. It says, Jonathan claims he suffered losses like, quote, the ability to use his hand in his social media posts, in his advertisements, and in his ability to sponsor various food items. He's saying, I hurt my hand. Oh, the photo is gross.
The photo is really nasty.
I hurt my hand on this jar, and that's preventing me from holding disgusting food in my Instagram and selling the posts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame. And what's crazy is like, while I'm kind of laughing because it's funny, I'm also kind of saying that really is how he makes money.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And I don't want to see his disgusting cut up hand near the food. You know, that's not going to make me want to buy a giant bowl of nachos covered in jelly
like
beans.
Pink
and,
sauce or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
I can't believe they even bring a thing like this out. Is this insane or what? Let's break it in. Let's see what's in there. I'm about to try one of the most exclusive coffees in the world, a grade 91 out of 100, the Panama Geisha from the Esmeralda Estate. This is like a French crepe on crack. To the side, this is one big piece. You got the coconut chutney, the soup, tofu, the meat, the potatoes. A 16 scoop sundae for one. I'm on my way to try ketchup ice cream. Don't worry about your diet. The new summer trend is here, and I've never seen one like it. The summer cake, layers and layers of fruits, watermelon, strawberry, blackberry, blueberries. You do you, I do me.
So what I'm saying is, pay the man. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what I'm saying either. What I'm saying is, like, how slow is the legal system? Because he says this happened, like, in October 2020.
Right, maybe he just like hired the lawyer or something.
Which is very weird.
I mean, also, the bottle inexplicably exploded. That's scary for me. Yeah. I don't want a bottle to explode in my hand. Maybe he gripped it too hard. I don't think of him as a very strong man, but maybe he gripped it too hard.
Yeah, maybe he did. Anyway, it's just like, we haven't heard from the food god in a while, and this might be why.
He's asking for $20 million.
Well, isn't the reason you do that because, like, you know that they'll settle for somewhere in the middle or somewhere lower? Like, oh, well, we'll just give you five. Oh, we'll just give you three.
It's true. TMZ is so fucking shady. They wrote, for what it's worth, pics from what would have been days after the alleged incident showed him in pretty great spirits, dressing up as Joe Exotic with Kim Kardashian and her kiddos.
Oh, yeah, they put those at the bottom of the story.
They're saying, he's fine. And it's like, okay, well, he clearly was out and about, but he told you what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's his hand on Instagram. It's not hanging out with Kim Kardashian and her kiddos dressed as Joe Exotic. Being dressed as Joe Exotic really says what year it was, I guess.
And if you zoom in, you can kind of see that he clearly has some sort of bandage on his hand. So, okay, whatever. Doesn't really prove what they think it proves, but it is funny. Moving on.
This is breaking news because I put it in last night at like 11 o'clock. So it's totally breaking news. And I love that it was on Just Jared. Just Jared reporting. The Sopranos' Drea DiMatteo is the latest star to join OnlyFans. The 51-year-old, the Sopranos star. I love that they just say The Sopranos. The 51-year-old The Sopranos star launched her own account where users can sign up for $15 per month to see racy photos of her. The first photo that Drea posted of her was wearing just a pair of animal print boots while smoking a cigarette on a bed. That is
the amazing thing isn't that Drea DiMatteo joined OnlyFans. The amazing thing is that she called it, well, didn't call it, but when you go to the OnlyFans account, The bio is just Drea De Matteo at Drea De Matteo. Her bio is just the Sopornos. That's funny.
At first I thought that's a typo, but then I realized, no, that's
it's the Sopornos.
That's genius. That's the support. She's literally doing the Sopornos.
Yeah. Maybe we talked about this at the time in 2021, but like this is, you linked this here where it says, De Matteo hasn't elaborated on her decision to join the website, meaning OnlyFans. But in a 2021 interview with NME, she admitted that she should have, quote, maximized on her Sopranos role more.
Right.
Which is a factor of like, people were rediscovering it or just discovering it as I did during the pandemic watching The Sopranos for the first time. And she probably sees all these people like, wow, this show is bigger than I ever realized. Why didn't I monetize it?
I think what she means, she might mean that, but I think what she means, and they reference it after, was like after The Sopranos ended, she joined the show Joey. That's right. The Friends spinoff Joey. Mm-hmm. And she was very much like, I want to play a character different than this character that I played for a gajillion years that everybody knows me for. And now she's looking back being like, I should have kept doing like what people wanted me to do. I should have kept doing that. I should have kept being that New York girly, you know, that New Jersey, New York kind of girl. But I said, oh, I'm pushing this away. I want to show my talent. I want to show my range. And it's like, I do think that you're right that the Sopornos has been huge recently. Mm-hmm. But I also think that what she is referring to maybe in that interview is kind of the post-Sopornos run that she did.
Yeah.
She said, looking back, I think, silly girl, you had a talent for that. You should have been maximized on that accent, being from Queens, being a New Yorker. But instead, I wanted to work against it, and it didn't work in my favor. I mean, also, Joey was a flop. That wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we could try it.
Plus, I can help you with the women.
Whoa. Okay. I'm actually handling that, all right? I'm kind of his teacher in that area.
That must be a pretty involved course. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Worked on every one of your friends.
And she's still, I was sort of wondering like, well, doesn't she act all the time? She still does. So it's not like, oh, we haven't heard from Drea De Matteo in a really long time. It's like, if you want to find Drea De Matteo, she's quite easy to find. Like, she's in tons of stuff. So
sure. And she's selling bootleg Sopranos merch like on her Instagram. So like, go for that.
And I just do think that this is one of those things where it's like, how many celebrities have done this in the past where it's like, they join it. Maybe they like it. Maybe they don't. But they make a quick buck. And then we never hear from them doing OnlyFans again. You know, like, I feel like for the most part, when celebrities join OnlyFans, they try it out and then they decide, like, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. But, you know, like, we always hear from them once when it launches, but we never hear about it again. Beckham Watch. What's happening with the Beckhams? It's been a while.
Beckham Watch. Well, we do a segment in our live show, so I always feel like we're talking about them, but we haven't done one on the show in so long. Mm-hmm. So like, what are they up to? What I remember from the live show, which cracked me up, was they were planning for Romeo's birthday, his 21st birthday, right? The sun did this huge like thing about how they were going to cancel it if it rained. I wonder if it happened or they canceled it if it rained.
I didn't see photos from it, so I feel like there's a good chance that they canceled it.
They were doing it at their Cotswold house, you know, the one that the neighbors hate them. Mm-hmm,
They're in a fight with their neighbors.
But also the other thing was that it was reported that Nicola has to go to court because of that lawsuit against the former wedding planners that her dad has or whatever.
Ugh.
So she has to go be on the record and tell her tale.
Wow.
And they went to Saint-Tropez.
Well, they're always in Saint-Tropez. His birthday is on September 1st, so it hasn't happened yet. Romeo's. They're worried about it raining this weekend.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep checking. Okay. I'll literally follow up by that. I want to see if it rains. So they know. They were so stressed about it that it made the sun.
Cruz Beckham follows in his mother Victoria's footsteps and shows off his musical stills with rendition of Beatles classic, but one fan mistakenly assumes he wrote the hit song.
That's funny. Me commenting on Cruz Beckham's Instagram. Oh my God, this song is so good. Do you write it?
The song was literally Here Comes the Sun.
Oh my God. It's, you know what it is giving?
This is so pretty.
The movie where he goes back in time and writes all the Beatles yesterday? Songs. Yeah, you love
Richard
it.
Richard Curtis?
Yeah, you love that movie.
I love that movie. The one where Ana de Armas was in it and the people sued. Yeah,
the one where they went back in time, but somehow Coke wasn't invented either.
No Coke, no Beatles.
No Coke, no Beatles.
David Beckham shows off new buzz cut and puts his muscular frame on display as he goes shirtless on a lavish yacht trip with kids Cruz 18 and Harper 12. Okay. He's always buzzing his hair.
Well, his also one of his kids buzzed their hair too. So they were calling, they were being like, Nepo baby. Like,
oh, look-alike, 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 look-alike.
They were saying Punnett Square. Me. Like they were saying Punnett Square, you know, all the places were saying they're twins, oh, they're twins, they're twins, Punnett Square. Okay.
They love calling Harper a mini-me.
Harper Beckham 12 shows off her sense of style in a pair of denim shorts as mom shares snaps of their U.S. trip. Daisy Dukes in Nashville. They went to Nashville. Oh, they went to Nashville to go to the game because there were photos. I'm an idiot. Yeah. This is so embarrassing. There are photos of them with Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman at that soccer game that Jeff was at.
At the game that our friends were at. And they were like, our friend Jeff was at the soccer game where Reese and Nicole and Victoria were also.
And Victoria.
And David. Oh yeah. That's basically it. That's basically it. I mean, there's like funny photos of David Beckham being unable to take off the boots that he tried on at a boot store that I guess, okay.
You fine. Know what's weird about this? There's more news about his family than Brooklyn. This is the first Beckham watch where there's just like not a lot of Brooklyn news. There's just like all these other family members in the news more.
We'll talk about laying low. Another person who's been ridiculed so much in the press, maybe they're like, I need to hold back, especially because of this lawsuit too. The lawsuit's probably like reaching a point where Nicola's like, we gotta like take care of this first before we like start gallivanting around Ibiza again.
You think
before
so?
Before you get another tattoo with my face
well,
on
funny.
It.
What's funny is like, I'm not sure they even think about laying low. I don't think that they even have that in their brain of like laying low. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being like, do you think they even know how to lay low, those two? They know how to lay on hammock.
But if
they
know
how to lay on
bed. If a lawyer is like, just for like 2 weeks, please, Nicola, you got to go please, and like Nicola. Testify or whatever. Just please, like, please, Nicola, 2 weeks. She's like,
please
okay.
Lay low, Nicola. And then she like calls Selena Gomez, the most famous woman in the world, and is like, let's hang out. Right?
Come to my house. Come to my house.
I feel lucky to be a part of you guys and our little thruffle.
I love you so much. Selena, we love you so much. You have no idea. Even also, like, I think we speak the same, like, love language, where it's like, we never really go out in LA. We are with our six dogs now. We're always, you know, working or with the dogs. And, like, when we're always hanging out, it's always, like, sleeping over with Gracie and, like, Brooklyn's cooking and we're watching a movie. And that's the best.
How would you be famous?
Springtime vibes are in the air, and when I bring in some beautiful flowers that are blooming, I want to smell them, not the litter box. And I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I'm going to correct this ad because I didn't bring any flowers in, but you know what I did cook yesterday? A big pot of beans. It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I use Pretty Litter.
You're saying springtime vibes are in the air, and when I cook a big pot of beans, I'd rather smell them,
yes.
Not the litter box.
I'd rather smell beans than flour. I'm trying to personalize it.
I don't think Pretty Litter would mind you correcting their intro with your own personal endorsement, which is that you want to smell your beans.
Yes. Delicious, fragrant beans with bay leaves and garlic and onion. This is all to say that nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. So I know that when people come over to my apartment, they're going to be smelling whatever I'm cooking, whatever's in the air, you know, like whatever candle I lit. They're not going to smell what's in the litter box because it soaks it all up. Plus, the crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. So when the colors change, you can tell your vet what happened so they know what to look for. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have kitty litter bags taking up a lot of space in my little apartment. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. Prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Lindsay, what is Rakuten? Tell everyone. I have Rakuten. I'm looking at it right now in my browser, but explain. You're good at explaining what Rakuten is because you love it.
It's the smartest way to save money when you shop. Duh. No, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, but I'm not really telling you what it is. That's what it does. It knows where you're shopping. It says, here's how to save money. It gives you cash back for all types of stores because Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more.
Your favorite stores like Dyson, Samsung, or Nike, pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. That's you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Lindsay likes the PayPal account. I'm sort of into a paper check. I like that idea. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. So shop for everything from fashion to beauty, home decor to groceries, even kids' school supplies. You're already shopping at your favorite stores, so why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer, and membership is free and easy to sign up.
Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
How much of the same?
We have a lot of relationships news this week. The first one, really, I can't handle it.
I can't handle it.
I guess Kiki and Darius might still be together.
No. Wait, no.
He posted. Well, he said, my mom's a Virgo, my brother's a Virgo, my best friend's a Virgo, my grandma's a Virgo, my partner in crime's a Virgo. Kiki Palmer is a Virgo. Kiki Palmer's birthday was last week. So she just turned 30.
Wait, so people are saying him saying that about together. Virgos means that they're together and they were together on...
That they're still together.
And they were together on...
On her birthday. But again, it's hard. It's like Bradley Irina stuff where it's like, when you have a kid together...
You hang out together a lot.
You hang out together.
Hi, y'all. We just doing some birthday drinks, birthday shots for the birthday girl. You telling me I'm going to go ahead and give me a birthday shot on my birthday girl, on my birthday?
You need to go
birthday.
Into why I'm brilliant, why I'm amazing. Just go into it. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah. Say the stuff you be... what's the pillow talking?
Kiki Palmer spends her 30th birthday with ex-boyfriend Darius Jackson. It's just... I'm confused and I don't like being this confused. She posted a photo of her ass for her Instagram because she wrote 30 on each butt cheek, or 3 on one butt cheek and 0 on the other one. Mm-hmm. And people noticed that she has a tattoo under her right cheek that says... January 21st, whatever 3rd 21st 1990 whatever 4.
What's that?
But it's his birthday. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything because she obviously got that a while ago when they were still together.
No, but it's just like right under her ass. Okay, fine.
Right under her ass.
Whatever. I want the best for you, but I also trust you to be
I trust you.
I trust you to know what you're doing and whatever. And that video is amazing and that's all. And as the person consuming the entertainment you provide, that's all I can say is that's great and I like it.
I love this quote about Bill Murray and Khalees allegedly breaking up after their alleged relationship. Bill Murray 72 and Khalees 44 break up after Whirlwind Summer Romance report. Here's what the insider said. Quote, Khalees and Bill were, and still are, very fond of each other, but things just ran their course. They both have busy schedules, and after a whirlwind romance, decided to go their separate ways. They hope to remain friends, but also plan to get on with their lives.
Can I just say something? I don't know. I actually don't remember where I got this information. I don't think they were ever together. At one point in time, I got good confirming information that it was
bullshit.
Why would
you want to date Bill Murray? Gross.
So when I saw, Bill Murray and Khalees broke up, I was like, it's so crazy that this ruse is still a ruse. I don't think they were ever together. Sorry.
There's like one photo of them together at some music festival, and then everything was extrapolated from that.
I really don't think they were together. Bill Murray famously shows up at random stuff. People are like, oh, it's so random that he was even there. They must be together. No. Mm-hmm.
She's funny. He's funny. They probably both just like, thought it was funny. if it isn't in fact true, which I don't believe it was.
I mean,
true.
They just never, they They're never publicly denied it or confirmed it.
I also believe that Pete Davidson and Chase Wee Wonders are broken up.
Oh, I believe but that. I believe that.
Pete is, quote, doing really well.
Well, didn't he just get out of like a rehab situation?
Oh, I don't know. But he's doing really well despite everything, despite whatever he did or whoever he is no longer dating. He's doing really well. And they, quote, wanted different things. All I can say is I think that Chase is the whoiest person that he's dated in a minute. And because of that, I think his next partner will be much more famous. I think Pete's gonna go for a them next time.
Sorry, he was in rehab earlier this year for mental health reasons, borderline personality disorder, et cetera, in June. So it was relatively recently. Yeah, he had issues. He got help for them. And sometimes, yes, your relationship ends because you're like, I gotta do this for me. And like, it doesn't fit within our relationship. And like, that's pretty normal, I think.
Coco Gamble from SWV is not dating Lloyd, despite the fact that they posted a photo together. The whole URL got to change because you initially put this thing in there, this Jasmine Brand story, and the link didn't work. And at first I was like, oh God, the link saying that they were dating, the link broke. Like, they must have gotten in trouble. But no, they just updated the slug because they aren't in fact dating and had to like release a statement saying they are not in fact dating. And so the whole link changed. No. It gave me a 404 error. And now it's update. Lloyd confirms he's not dating SWV member. Coco Gamble says, quote, rumors are more exciting than the truth.
The whole link changed. They changed the slug. The whole link changed.
The whole slug changed. The original link that you had in here that I took out no longer worked. And then I was like, well, something happened. So I Googled it. And then I went and then I found the actual correct new
updated
link.
That's pretty funny. Okay. Journalism.
So they posted a photo together. Coco and Lloyd.
Yeah.
And then people were like, well, I can't believe they're dating.
Which is so crazy that everyone posting a photo together is dating in our culture.
Lloyd's son quote tweeted the rumor and said, y'all are weird. They're not a couple. Next. And then Lloyd actually Instagrammed and said, I guess rumors are more exciting than the truth these days. Maybe because the truth is so valuable and much harder to come by. Okay. They're not actually dating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now Lloyd has spoken out, confirming he's not in a relationship with Coco. The New Orleans native posted a picture of himself next to his actual partner and said, and that's what he said, we do know these people are together, Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi, who I keep forgetting are together, but not only are they together, they're engaged. And this isn't actually that interesting, but I did stupidly click on this headline, Millie Bobby Brown reveals why she fell for fiancé Jake Bon Jovi. And I was like, okay, tell me why. And then I read the quote and she says, you can't pinpoint why. It's just the feeling of knowing that it's the person that you want to spend the rest of your time with. So she didn't actually say why, and I got mad at Just Jared. So
you said they're lying. This is clickbait.
I clicked because I wanted to know why. I was like, please tell me why.
You're saying this is clickbait. That's fine. Get mad at Just Jared. Yeah. They've been all over this episode, giving us content that we can use, and yet you're mad at them? That's fine. Seems ungrateful to
I'm
me.
Mad at
you're
them.
Ungrateful.
Derek Huff got married to that girl Haley with a Y. Two Ys.
Finally?
They got married in a redwood forest.
Epic,
which I feel like
barn dance.
Some conservation or agency needs to have shut that
There's
down.
There's nothing
please.
More
I don't like
Derek
that they got married
Huff
in a redwood
than an
forest.
Epic barn dance party. You want to bet Julianne and Eric like did a dance together and like just freak. Ugh. Everybody was just like, stop.
Listen, was there a sexy choreographed dance at the wedding you went to this weekend?
Yes, it was. Yes. It was me in the pool doing some synchronized swimming, you know? I did do that. I did get in the pool during the wedding.
Yeah.
I wasn't the
I
only one.
I saw a photo
one,
that someone
but
posted
I did get in the pool.
Of you with like dipping one foot in the pool. And I was like, classic Lindsay, one foot in
I
the pool.
I got fully in the pool later. I mean, are you kidding? Like, it was like dance floor, pool. And then I was like, okay, I'll do a little dance
You've
floor.
You've never seen a body of water you haven't
if
jumped
you know
in.
That. Do you know how many bodies of water I was in this weekend? I just kept going from one to the other.
Listen to this horrible
okay.
quote.
Okay.
This is from Haley Erber. Uh-huh. We're in a red. This is the Out of People exclusive. We're in a redwood forest, but we got married right in front of this mother tree
Perfect.
That's surrounded by all these smaller trees.
Perfect.
They drop all these seeds, and it plants kind of like an army of children to protect the mother. The symbolism of it all was beautiful. We're here planting our seeds to grow our family. And I was like,
what kind
that's
of
gross.
Seeds do they introduce into this ecosystem? I'm saying like you do need to call. We do need to call the like park. The park cops or like whatever they are, the
what?
Like tree people.
What is Derek Huff doing to this soil, please?
Like, what are you putting in the ground? Like, are they introducing like lantern flies to the redwood forest right now somehow? I don't trust these people to know what works in the forest. Do you?
No. Okay. No. Okay. Maya Jama and Stormzy are back
oh,
together.
Oh, you're moving on? Okay. Okay. Oh, they are? Oh, that's cool. Good.
Yeah, they're
okay,
back together.
What's next?
And they're like... And I do believe they're back together because they were photographed like very, like in Greece holding hands, okay. Looking very much all right, together. Fine. Like I don't doubt
it. You didn't see them kissing though. Together. We always say you have to kiss.
No, but they're holding it. They looked loved up, I will say.
To be fair, it's convincing that they're back together since they were together and they broke up. Then you have like, it's they wouldn't even be together, not hold, even if they weren't holding hands.
Well, they were meeting Carrie and Seema in Greece. So that's nice.
Okay. Pregnant, Maddie and Tay singer Maddie.
That's all I want to say. Okay. Pregnant Maddie and Tay singer Maddie Font. Maddie Font gives exclusive look at maternity shoot. It's time for Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Here's my impression of Rita Ora's new song. All day, I've been drinking all day, I've been drinking all day, I've been drinking all day. I've been drinking all day. What is this? All night I've been drinking, all night I've been drinking, all night I've been drinking, eh, eh. All night I've been drinking, all
night I've been drinking, all night I've been drinking, eh, eh. All night. It's funny that you were pretty much spot on, although you said drinking all day, but it's drinking all night. The only thing you got wrong was that it's
night. She puts out an album. It's basically, sorry, a flop. Like, there's just not a lot of memorable things going on there. She says, and I do love this is modern music now. She says, don't worry, I've got a song you'll know and you'll love. And it's literally like a song that is just like the mindless, has nothing to do with anything. EDM featuring random DJ, random guy. Right. Like, she's just, it really shows like music is so crazy. Like, all right, well, I'll just keep releasing singles with like random guys that are about like drinking and doing shots, you know? Woke up in somebody's kitchen, 20 missed calls,
1% phone on red, how am I getting home? Woke up in somebody's kitchen, 20 missed calls. That's the first lyric of this music, of this song. Woke up in somebody's kitchen.
20 missed calls. Yeah, I like it. I think this is what she should always be doing. I'm glad she puts out albums. I feel like she's creatively fulfilled by the album, like the album cycle and like talking about it and creating music or whatever. But then really what her bread and butter is like drinking all night.
All night, I've been drinking all night.
Like who? I don't know.
These lyrics are actually, sorry, iconic. Let me read the second verse. Last night was a movie. I'm playing
love
it back.
Love when people say that.
Looking through my camera roll like, who the hell is that? I don't want to know who I've been texting.
Wait. She's looking through her camera roll saying, who the hell is that? Like us.
Yeah, because she doesn't remember it. She blacked
out. Sure, but that's like literally
no,
us.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Last night was a movie. I'm playing it back. Looking
through my camera roll like, who the hell is that? Flashback to deep chats with a stranger, toasting for no reason, celebration. One night turns into a whole situation, but I would do it all again, no regrets. All night, I've been drinking all night, I've been drinking all night.
Okay, whatever, it's a good song. I'm adding it to playlist. All night, I've been drinking all night, I've been drinking all night. Fine. It's good. Honestly, it's good.
It's just called drinking. It really just gets right into it. Okay, what else is she doing?
She like called her, she like accidentally called her husband the wrong ethnicity.
Half a Samoan, the wrong ethnicity, and then she got like completely distraught. But like, we got a lot of Australian callers calling in who watched this, and they were like, you won't believe what Rita Ora did. She called Taika half Samoan, but he's not. He's Maori, so like...
Hey, Who Weekly. Medium time, correspondent from New Zealand here, calling because Rita Ora said that she was married to half a Samoan on The Voice Australia, when she is famously, recently, married to Taika Waititi, noted Maori person from New Zealand who has been the face of anti-racism campaigns here, who has directed a film about his childhood as a young Maori boy in rural New Zealand. And like, what was she doing? Anyway, crunch, crunch. Women don't belong on balloons.
But it's even crazier because what she was trying to do was she was trying to convince somebody from New Zealand to join her team. So she was like using her own husband's like identity, wrong identity, to convince somebody from New Zealand to join her team.
someone who was up there was Samoan, and so she was like, oh, my husband is half Samoan, and then people were like, well, no, he's not, he's Maori. So she got in trouble for that. But then, like, there was a lot of, like, this, it feels very Australian, New Zealandy. Like, there was a lot of nuance to this that I don't really understand, because a lot of people were like, no, you can forgive her because what she meant was this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's like, this is the sort of, like, spiciest Rita Ora coverage I've seen in a long time. Like, people were kind of upset about this and, like, really glomming on to this sort of gaffe.
I get it. She's using, but, she's like, yeah, doesn't know her husband's kind of where he's
ethnicity
from.
Or you, or said the wrong,
sure,
thing.
And also she's using it in a reality show. it is kind of double, mm-hmm, annoying, you know?
The other mistake that she made was, she was performing in Hungary and someone handed her a Serbian flag and then she started dancing with it and then everyone got mad and was like, I can't believe that Rita Ora is dancing with a Serbian, right, flag. She had to release a
that
statement.
She clearly did not know what, she did not know what was going on there. Clear, right?
She goes, last night while performing at the Szezen Festival in Hungary, I was given a flag by a young fan. From the lighting directly in my eyes and on the stage, I could not see clearly which country the flag represented.
This is a really...
As soon as I left the stage...
This is a really official statement.
It's messy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I realized that it was a Serbian flag and not a Hungarian one. While I support all my fans from all countries and cultures, I want to make it clear that I am a proud Kosovar Albanian, and it was not my intention to disrespect my heritage or upset my people or my family. Like, she released a statement. She was not going to let that one sort of go unclarified. Okay, thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619 Who Then to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, Who's There? Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, commentary tracks, and more. You can also get the audio only on Apple Podcasts. That's the audio only of the VIP show. The Old Place is out in paperback today. You can also come and see me chat with Ruman Alam at the Barnes & Noble Tribeca, the Tribeca Barnes & Noble on September 7th. And what else is there? Buy tickets to our live show, whoweekly.us. And yeah, we'll see you Friday. Bye.
Bye. Bye. You will say that.
To be famous.